Welcome again to the Warren County Radio Bible School, and if you're a student in this school, you know we're studying the book of Ruth. In fact, we're reading the story. It's not a long story. It's about four chapters in the Bible, and we're in the midst of reading that, and we'll continue to read that to its completion here in just a moment. Now, you may want to turn in your Bible to Ruth chapter 2, and we're going to begin reading in verse 18, just a little follow-up. It's about Naomi so far. And Naomi and her husband went down to the land of Moab. They were from Bethlehem. But during a time of famine, they went down to the land of Moab. And there her two sons married. But her husband died. And then her two sons died. And when she returned to Bethlehem, a destitute woman, calling herself Mara, that means bitterness, rather than Naomi, that means pleasantness. But Ruth, her daughter-in-law, returned with her and took care of her. And she went out to glean in the fields, and that was to take up the extra which was left over after the harvest. And she happened to glean in the field of Boaz. And Boaz took special attention to her and told his men to leave things for her, so that when she returned to Naomi, after gleaning in those fields, she returned with an abundance that surprised Naomi. And we're going to take that story up in Luke chapter 2 and verse 18 in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's begin reading Luke chapter 2 and verse 18. And she took it up and went into the city. And her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that which she had left after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, "Where hast thou gleaned today? And where hast thou wrought? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee." And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, "The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz." And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "Blessed be he of Jehovah, who hath not left off his kindness to the living and to the dead." And Naomi said unto her, "The man is nigh of kin to us, one of our near kinsmen." And Ruth the Moabitess said, "Yea, he said unto me, Thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest." And Naomi said unto Ruth her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maidens, and that they meet thee not in any other field." So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz, to glean to the end of the barley harvest and of wheat harvest, and she dwelt with her mother-in-law. Ruth chapter 3, verse 1. And Naomi her mother-in-law said unto her, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz our kinsman, with whom maidens thou wast? Behold, he went with barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself therefore, and anoint thee, and put on thy raiment upon thee, and get thee down to the threshing floor. But make not thyself known to the man till he hath done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet, and lay thee down. And he will tell thee what thou shalt do." And she said unto her, "All that thou sayest I will do." Ruth chapter 3 and verse 6. And she went down to the threshing floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of a heap of grain. And she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, Who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thy handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thy handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, Blessed be thou of Jehovah, my daughter. Thou hast shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followest not young men, whether rich or poor. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou sayest, for all the city of my people doth know that thou art a worthy woman. And now it is true that I am a near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning, that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then I will do the part of a kinsman to thee, as Jehovah liveth. Lie down until the morning. Ruth 3 and verse 14. And she lay at his feet until the morning. And she rose up before one could discern another. For he said, Let it not be known that a woman came to the threshing floor. And he said, Bring the mantle that is upon thee, and hold it. And she held it. And he measured 6 measures of barley, and laid it on her. And he went to the city. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, Who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all the man had done to her. And she said, These 6 measures of barley gave he me. For he said, Go not empty to thy mother-in-law. Then said she, Sit still, my daughter, until thou knowest how the matter will fall. For the man will not rest till he have finished the thing this day. Ruth chapter 4. Now Boaz went up to the gate and set him down there, and behold, the near kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, and to whom he said, Hold such a one! Turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit ye down here. And they sat down. And he said to the near kinsman, Naomi, that is come again to our country of Moab, selleth the parcel of land which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to disclose it unto thee, saying, Buy it before them that sit here, and before the elders of my people. If thou wilt redeem it, redeem it. But if thou wilt not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, for there is none to redeem it besides thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Then said Boaz, What day thou buyest the field of the hand of Naomi, thou must also buy it of Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the near kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Take thou my right of redemption upon thee, for I cannot redeem it. Ruth chapter 4 and verse 7. Now this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning exchanging to confirm all things. A man drew off his shoe and gave it to his neighbor. And this was the manner of assentation in Israel. So the near kinsman said unto Boaz, Buy it for thyself. And he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said to the elders and to all the people, You are witness this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth, the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate and the elders said, We are witnesses. Jehovah make the woman that is coming to thy house like Rachel and like Leah, which did build the two houses of Israel. And do thou worthily in Ephrathah, and be famous in Bethlehem, and let thy house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bare to Judah, and of the seed which Jehovah shall give thee of this woman. Ruth chapter 4 and verse 13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went in unto her, and Jehovah gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, Blessed be Jehovah, who hath not left thee this day without a near kinsman, and let his name be famous in Israel, and he shall be unto thee a restorer of life, and a nourisher of thine old age. For thy daughter-in-law, who loveth thee, who is better than thee than seven sons, hath borne him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, This is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse, the father of David. Ruth chapter 4 and verse 18. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez beget Hezron, and Hezron beget Ram, and Ram beget Amminadab, and Amminadab beget Nahshon, and Nahshon beget Salom, and Salom beget Boaz, and Boaz beget Obed, and Obed beget Jesse, and Jesse beget David. Now that's the reading, and we're going to be now looking at a Sunday school lesson about Ruth that was prepared by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of December the 5th, 1926. And the golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Ruth chapter 1 and verse 16. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. The devotional reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy, and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And if I bestow my goods to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. Love suffereth long, and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not its own. Is not provoked. Taketh no account of evil. Rejoiceth not in unrighteousness, but rejoiceth with the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall be done away. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall be done away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I felt as a child. I thought as a child. But now that I am become a man, I have put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. But then shall I know fully, even also as I was fully known. But now abideth faith, hope, love. These three, and the greatest of these is love. Now we're going to enjoy this study of Ruth and Naomi and this love story that is here. It's interesting that this becomes part of the story of David. Because Ruth becomes the great-great-grandmother of King David. and we'll see how that works out.